Stormwood & Associates is a production of the Nerd & Tie Podcast Network. For more podcasts from actual play to true crime to witchcraft, go to nerdandtie.com or join our community on Discord by finding an invite at nerdandtie.com/discord. In pursuit of a stolen magical object, Stormwood & Associates Field Team 623 stepped into a tear between realities and vanished. They found themselves trapped in another plane, facing a reality that was not their own, and driven to avoid dark forces they don't understand. And so, Team 623 finds themselves leaping from world to world, striving to put right what they find wrong, and hoping each time that their next jump will be the jump home. Stormwood & Associates stars Celeste Startwin as Dee, Gen Proc as Obi, Trey Dorn as Amy, and Becca Johnson as Liz Stormwood. The truck emerges from the space between worlds onto a bright, sunny desert. Sand stretches out before you for miles to distant mountains.
Oh.
It is a hard-packed desert. The truck is making, you know, easy terrain for it to drive on, at least. You are plowing forward towards the sun.
What color is the sky?
Blue.
Okay.
How long are we here?
The timer says 1 week.
Oh, God. Okay.
I don't love this.
Everybody roll me a D10.
4.
Also 4.
6.
Okay. Obi, you kind of see like some sort of reflection in the distance ahead of you. Like the
glint
of
a thingy out there.
What kind of a thingy?
I don't know, a thingy. That way.
I don't see anything. But okay.
I don't either, but there's nothing else to, like, base our direction
there's
on,
no,
so I'm just
nowhere
gonna
else
drive.
To go, so...
All right, so you're just going to keep driving forward?
I'm going to drive forward in roughly the direction Obi pointed in.
All right, it's dead in front of you, so you're driving forward.
Okay.
D, specifically you, roll me a D10.
My God. 6.
Okay, let me... I'm gonna roll a challenge die.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, you keep speeding, there's kind of a brief sort of like the ground's not like jagged or anything, but there's some rise and falls to the ground here. Kind of a, you know, mild hills, so you don't always have perfect visibility to the horizon. As you crest a hill, roll me a D10, D. 10,
D. Biscuits. I rolled a 2.
D, I have an important question for you.
Okay.
As the operator of the vehicle.
Okay.
What's your dodge?
That's swiftness plus level, right? If I'm remembering right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a 5.
It's a 5. Okay, I gotta make some rolls.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so sorry already.
All right. So that's gonna be a hit. Okay. As you crest over the hill, an almost identical looking silver truck, this one much more beaten and aged, comes over the hill. You manage to glancingly get hit, like you hit each other.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I'm going to roll something here. All right. So the good news is that it's just cosmetic. The vehicle doesn't take a damage point. As you glance off of, again, an almost identical looking silver truck in the desert, behind it is a caravan of vehicles, all looking sand weathered and broken, but like in like hodgepodge together, with like plates of steel and various other like things bolted on to replace missing doors, and just general like patchworked together mechanics of these vehicles. As they are, you are right now in like driving opposite of a caravan of cars that are headed in your direct, like heading, you're driving into a swarm of vehicles.
Okay, I'm turning around like immediately.
What the fuck? Okay.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm turning around so we don't meet the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla. Thank you very much.
I know. Not you. What, this?
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah,
so... Okay, trust me, this isn't going to be cool.
All right. You are... So everyone who's, like, all the people, like, if as you look around you, the people in the car, some don't have windshields. People have their faces wrapped in, you know, cloth and are wearing goggles to guard against the sand and the sun. You're getting very strange, like the closest to strange looks as anyone from people around you. They're very confused as to what you're doing and who you are. The truck that is leading the caravan begins to slow down and pull over. And the rest of the cars all begin to slow down in response. Like, they're following the silver truck you hit. And the silver truck is pulling over and stopping.
What are you thinking, guys? I'm wondering if we should just, you know, like, cheese it. Get going.
I don't think we should be on our own in this.
I don't know that I want to find out what these guys are up to.
So I'm curious about that truck.
Are you pulling over, D?
D circles around to get a better look at the caravan.
It's a bunch of cars that are like pieced together. Like, some are older, some are newer, some are electric, some are gas powered. It's
fuck.
There people have canisters of gasoline strapped to the sides of their vehicles, like jerry cans.
Fucking fine. There's no way we're gonna be able to outrun all of them. All right, D pulls over.
All right, where are you pulling over?
Oh.
Like, how far away from the silver truck are you pulling over? I guess that's really the question. Like, because there are a bunch of cars all pulled over together here.
Okay, then I pull over about 15 feet away.
Okay, but so you're pulling over near the silver truck?
Yes.
So right there, okay. All right. Out of the silver, so there are a couple of people in the silver truck. One hops out. They are like dressed in like kind of brown, like wearing kind of brown pants, high brown boots. Like, but they've got a like scarf wrapped around their face and goggles. Like, they're complete. They're all of their skin is covered.
Yeah, I get out.
Yeah. The person they're on the short end, like, you know, like not too short, but like 5'4", something like that.
And they wander, they walk over to the, they walk over to you, Liz.
I tentatively walk to over to them as well.
Well, holy shit. They pull off the scarf around their head, and you are staring at Cole, NK, some version.
Oh.
Holy shit, Liz.
Hi. I wasn't expecting you.
You didn't? Oh, well, I mean, good job on your part, then. I mean, for my end of not expecting you. Holy, you're, so this is, what year is it for you?
When did we leave? 2022?
2022, I think, yeah, 2022.
Well, I mean, we left our universe in 2022. It's been many months.
She walks over to your truck and touches your truck. Like, that's the... This is the thing, and then she runs back over to the truck she got off, and this is the thing, and oh, that's wild.
Hey.
You never told me.
What?
Oh, yeah, it means you can't tell me.
When
you get home, you can't tell me. I shouldn't have told you that. Oh, shit.
Oh, are you? You're from the future.
Yeah, no. I'm NK, full NK, full stuff.
Yes,
stuff. Yeah, no. You, it's, this is so weird. Okay, wow. Oh. Okay, that means that like Obi and D and Amy.
Yes, they're here.
Obi pops out. Hey.
Oh my God, you're tiny. Okay, great. I mean, I didn't say that. Okay, great. Hi. Yeah. This is so weird.
Oh. Okay, what's going on?
You know, so I got my memories back probably 2030. I got my memories back around 2030, and...
Okay.
Because, God, you guys were there when I lost my memories. This is so wild. Because I lost my memories when I went to your world, and you know, I worked with Stormwood, and, like, all that stuff, and I met Amy. It's like she... Where Amy is getting out of the truck. She goes, Amy, hi! Okay, so I left your, like, but so I lived in your world, and then, it got real conspicuous that I wasn't aging, right? And my wife, she's getting older, and we decided to, instead of, like, just sit around and, her to get older and die, we decided to go on a trip about 150 years ago.
Oh. A hundred.
Well, I mean,
okay.
It's been. It's,
yeah, I know.
It's been
I'm
a minute.
I'm aware of. Okay.
Well, I mean, like I was already a couple hundred when I got to your world, so, like, I just didn't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Shit! Oh, you gotta meet, Michelle. Just another figure comes out of the truck. An older woman who looks like she's probably in her late 50s, early 60s, steps out of the truck and, pulls off a similar, oh, hi, yeah, no, oh my God. Is that Liz Stormwood? It's 100, she doesn't know you yet, though.
Hi, I'm from the past, I guess.
Oh my God, this is, oh, it's. So that's, no, this is the truck. This is, remember how I bought the truck back, from Amy a while ago. Did we just, Did we cause a causality incident when we hit ourselves? Is that what happened? Is there? I don't think it works that way. I also like I replaced the front end like 5 years ago, so it's technically not the same part. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. And you guys have met an alternate version of Michelle at a much younger age.
Yes.
Yeah. I explained the multiverse using pancakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we're like, we're just doing stuff, driving around. We cruise the corridors for a while, too, sometimes, but mostly we've been just getting by with a stone of Drankora. Yeah, no,
Wait, our stone of Drankora?
Yeah, definitely.
I couldn't help but notice a stone of Drankora.
I mean, it's
throwing that out there.
It same one with the crack and everything.
Okay.
I might have pilfered that. I might have stolen it from a museum before we left.
I mean, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, there's no extradition treaties for other universes yet, so that I'm aware.
No, I'm just hoping that doesn't cause.
Well,
some sort of problem.
No, we shouldn't let him touch. I don't think that'll be a problem, though.
Right. Okay.
We've been kind of circumventing the thread, so like I've made adjustments to ours that wouldn't. I mean, like we're intentionally getting lost, so like we wouldn't want to make those modifications to yours because yours has got to get you home, so mine exists in my truck. Because if you don't get home, so okay. Ground rules. I can't reveal to you anything about your future, and you 100% can never tell me we met if you get home.
Okay.
Ever. Because the amount of conversation we've already had risks a causality split. Which could fracture the thread where there will be a... I mean, it means that a version of you... Because a version of you has to get home, but if you don't get home, that means there will be a causal split where a version of you will get home, but it might not be you.
Oh.
I mean...
Okay.
It would only...
It'll be me, but I would have split. Right.
Right.
Yes, okay.
So, like, you might not get to be the you that goes home. If that happens.
Yes, I understand.
Right. You will also
get to... rubbing her temples.
I will also be the one who gets home, yes. But
yeah,
I won't...
Right.
My other one won't experience that. Yes, I understand.
Right, yeah. No, we don't want that. We don't... That would be bad. Also, weird stuff happens to people like me when there are causality splits because, like, a universal split, and everyone will remember me having been there in that universe, but I won't be in that universe anymore. I'll be in one of them because... of the weird stuff I've been doing. Because if I had just been traveling just by corridor, I would have split with the thread. But because I've been doing stupid-ass stuff... Yeah. Okay, so... anyways, though... Awesome! How long are you here for?
Oh, we're here for a week? How about you?
Well, I mean,
are you still bound by that?
We could leave whenever. I mean, we're bound by it when we get places, but we don't always leave right away. Like, we could have left like 6 months ago.
You're choosing to. Okay.
We're having adventures.
I just look around this desert. Okay, sure.
We're helping people. Oh, so. Yeah.
Yes.
No, so we're leading a caravan. Yeah, no, this is like. This world's some real Mad Max shit, okay? I mean raiders in leather thongs Mad Max shit. Limited resources. We've been trying to help this care. So there's we've been trying to like caravan people and help and defend like settlers as they like try to get to places that still have resources. These people, their town got burned down.
Wow, we're going full road warrior. Okay.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
So there's rumors about a city in the mountains to the west, called Murkor. And they apparently have like a bunch of resources and are welcoming anyone in who pledges to be nonviolent. And so we were like, if as you like look around, like a lot of the people who are traveling here are like families, and like yeah, this is mostly like families, and you've got some elderly people, and like this is, yeah, around you. So yeah, we've been like taking people. I've never been there. But I got directions. And so these people were going to go there no matter what. And so we decided that we could protect them from any raiders on the drive. And then, you know, make sure the place wasn't some weird, creepy murder cult. Because, you know, a perfect oasis in the mountains in this world. And NK just kind of gestures around. Yeah, that sounds like, you know, that episode of The Walking Dead where they get to that train station, like Terminus, and they eat people? That's like, did they have The Walking, what universe did I watch The Walking Dead in? Anyways, doesn't
matter. Am I aware of The Walking Dead?
I don't know. Do you think Liz watched The Walking Dead?
Liz would be aware that it's a thing.
Okay. No, NK just doesn't remember which universe she watched The Walking Dead in. She's seen so many different versions of Star Wars. One where Han Solo was Darth Vader's son. Lucas never had a plan. Yeah, anyways, like, it's that whole thing where it seems like perfect, like, people talk about a mythical place and it seems too perfect in an apocalyptic world. I'm just afraid they're eating people. So I figured they were going to go no matter what. Because from their point of view, what else are they going to do? Die and starve in a desert?
Sure.
So, but I figured we would go and make sure that it's safe.
That makes sense.
But
can we join you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The more the merrier. Okay. Strapping young woman like you, driving around, and I, we know the truck can take the roads. Michelle just laughs to herself. Yeah, no, we're driving on the same stock suspension that you have.
Okay.
No, yeah. Join the caravan. Absolutely.
Okay, great. I think we're going to be joining this caravan. We're heading toward a settlement. Possibly.
Okay.
If that's okay with everyone, I mean, I don't know what else we might do.
That's fine with me.
Obi's gonna hop on over to NK.
Hey, NK.
Hey, Obi.
So you said you've been alive for like hundreds of years?
Yeah. No, I'm not exactly sure how long, because I wasn't counting the whole time, but yeah.
So are you one of the Fae?
No, I'm like you.
You've just been
traveling,
hopping around that long. That's crazy.
Yeah, I have a chip in my head because my brain stopped being able to keep track of memories.
Oh.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, no, I got... weird scientists on a space station. I found it off a corridor. They were doing life, like, in long... There was this universe where rich people were getting life extensions, and so they were living so long they couldn't hold their memories, so they invented the tech And so I forged paperwork because the order, the entrance to the corridor was in their admin office, and I got them to put one in my head. That's what, when I jumped to your world, the chip got fried. Like the,
and that's why you lost your memories.
Yes.
Ah.
And then we located it. So in 2030, I went in for, I had a head injury, and they did like an MRI scan, and thank God the thing's not magnetic. But they found it, and it replaced like a wire, and the thing started working again. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So you're almost a cyborg.
Technically, yes. I've been one for a very long time. There's a bunch of memories I still don't have because they're from before I had the chip.
Hmm.
Like, I still don't remember where I'm actually from. Which is kind of sad, but on the other hand, I'm kind of good. You know?
Okay, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean...
So, okay, I mean, we've met other people who just have been wandering the universes.
Well, and you've met me a couple of times.
We have, yes. But so it seems like it's...
So the funny thing is that,
perfectly
like,
valid lifestyle.
I don't remember the time on the spaceship, but Amy wrote it down. Like, the earliest I remember meeting you isn't that. But I know that happened. Isn't that weird?
Okay.
Like, to just have, like,
it's very
blank
weird,
spots
but,
in your
yeah,
head.
Yeah, it makes sense. Liz has a notepad out and is just taking note of all of this. Everything about the chip and the multiverse and everything.
Yeah, no, so Michelle and I have just been multiverse hopping for, you know, a century. You know, and a half.
Okay.
Huh. I mean, fun.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm just wishing that we did this before I got my bad knee. You know, like, she could have told me this. She didn't tell me this immediately when she figured it out. No, she was all embarrassed. She waited until I got so... I am sorry. I have apologized. I'm just saying that I wouldn't have to wear this knee brace if we had gone... earlier. And you would have missed Turk's wedding. Okay. So you got me there. Okay. So, and kid just kind of looks at the sun. So we've got, so we should get moving now. Before the sun gets too high in the sky, because some of these guys' cars might start overheating. And so I want to get as much distance as we can before we have to take a break.
Right, of course. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So everyone, these are some friends of mine. And they're going to come with us. They're going to be additional security on the drive. There's there's no extra cost.
We're not charging anything.
I'm not even charging you, Phil. Oh my God, Phil, if you try to give me bottle caps again, I will punch you. Nobody wants, that's not even currency to anybody.
Hi, Phil.
Okay. Well, I reckon you need some bottle caps then for payment.
Just, Phil, don't try to give him the bottle. Just take the damn bottle
I'll
caps.
Take them.
Just like this old guy. Well,
if he's handing them out, Obi's going to go and get some.
I do reckon that you, a young strapping lad like you, needs the bottle cap so you can buy yourself some penny candies at the store. There's no store, Phil. The
Heck
store
yeah,
burned
give me
down.
Some sassafras.
What's sassafras?
It's a type of candy. It's flavored after a plant.
I remember
plants.
It's
kind of spicy.
I remember plants. Phil looks off into the middle distance.
Okay, thanks for the bottle caps. And Obi goes and hops into the truck with this handful of bottle caps.
He wanders back to, like, this ATV. He keeps trying to pay people, and no one knows why Phil has so many. Also, we don't know where he's getting the bottle caps from. He's just always got more. That's not currency here. Bottle caps are not currency to anybody. Don't try to pay anybody with bottle caps. I think there's something wrong with Phil. Okay. All right, everybody, round up. Do you guys want to take the lead with me, or do you want to take the tail and cover our rear?
D, should we take the rear or the, well, yeah, let's take the rear.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So these people are going to cover our six. All right, everybody, we're going to circle up, and then we are going to head out. Please try to stay in single file line. And if you see the signal from me, be ready and cluster. All right. The signal is just mostly me getting out of the sunroof and waving my arms like a crazy person while Michelle's driving. That's the signal. It's not hard to recognize. I'll probably have a gun.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
Yeah, and they get into the truck. Their truck. NK for a moment starts walking towards your truck and has to turn around. You guys managed to hit each other on like the same panel. Like the same. So like the damage
what
on
the
two trucks is almost identical.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, I can fix that later.
I want to quick take a look at this other truck. How similar is it?
Its paint's more scratched up. And it's beaten up a bit more. It's got different tires.
Okay.
Like
it's
a different brand
like
tires.
The covering over the bed and everything.
Yep.
Okay, cool. No reason.
Are you looking for a ward?
Yeah.
The ward that you put on top of the tonneau cover?
Uh-huh.
It's 100% there.
Awesome.
It's faded,
just
but there.
Just in case. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's faded, but it's there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, Michelle and NK start driving off, and the rest of the vehicles start to, the couple dozen vehicles start following. And I'm assuming that you are following, D?
I am following.
All right. You guys start driving off into the desert. It is a long road across an endless sea of beige. Occasionally the caravan has to slow down so someone can like get out and refuel one of the gas powered vehicles. Some of the electric ones have large solar panel spreads on top of their roofs. You are just sort of driving across this, and there are, of course, in the TV version of this, there are dramatic drone shots sweeping around this caravan of vehicles, just really cool looking man,
and like don't like cool music playing. You guys are driving for a few hours. Everybody roll me a D10.
7. 7.
4. Dear God, I cannot roll tonight.
All right, so Liz and Obi, you guys in the backseat. D, you're focusing on driving forward, D. You're following the caravan. You're looking straight ahead, making sure that you're, you know, keeping a proper distance to the vehicle ahead of you that looks like it's got parts that are about to fall off and fly at you at any moment. So you're like real nervous about that. But Obi and Liz, kind of perpendicular to you out into the desert to the left of the truck, somewhere on the edge, you think you see something glint in the sun.
Uh-oh. There may be another thing out there.
Is there a way to... Oh, do you wonder... So, Amy just goes, touches her comm. NK, can you hear us? Oh, shit, comms. Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, this is weird. I haven't used the comm frequency in so long. If you haven't used the comm frequency in so long, why are you wearing a comm? Oh, I'm not wearing one. You're the thing in my brain. I have it synced to the comm frequency.
Oh.
I'm just thinking.
That makes sense.
This.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, cyborg. Come on, people. Catch up.
What's going on?
We think we see something in the distance. Oh.
Something glinted out there.
Left or right?
Really looks
it's
like
to the left.
That.
Over to the left?
Yeah, like 9 o'clock. That's okay. Awesome. That's probably not good. It's probably not good.
Okay.
Let me think for a minute. Everybody roll me a D10.
Okay.
8.
8.
3.
Just real intent on that driving, aren't you there, bud?
No, my rolls have been outrageously bad tonight.
So, everybody but D can see at the far end of the front of the caravan. It's pretty far away, but like they must be going up. You're going up a hill, so you can see the front of the caravan better than we're going down a hill, and they're going up a hill. You can see NK climbing out of the sunroof of the truck and into the bed and pulling out, like, sliding the, like, manually pull, like, opening the tonneau cover. And then, like, trying not to fall out of the truck and, like, grabbing, like, opening a crate, like, in the bed of the truck while the truck is still driving forward at, like, 50 miles an hour. And everybody roll me another D10.
11.
2.
6.
Okay, Liz, because you rolled an 11. You can see that, there's some sort of dark shapes moving straight towards the caravan at a high speed from the desert, coming from the left.
This doesn't look good at all.
There is black smoke rising from a dust cloud that charges towards you at a high speed. Everybody roll me initiative.
Thirteen. Finally rolled well again.
All right, let me do a little bit of math here. Domino's character sheet. And NK. NK gets... What is your swiftness? Okay. And then, oh yeah, I should roll Amy. Yeah, gotta roll Amy. Oh, you get a 9. He gets a 9. All right, so. The following. So technically, Liz is up first.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have anything to do.
Yeah.
I guess, can I just see if there's anything spooky?
There's nothing spooky.
Okay.
NK and Michelle are a little spooky, but there's nothing spooky about, you know.
Right. Okay.
And there's a whole bunch of spooky about their truck, but it's the same kind of spooky you feel about your truck.
Right. Because
there's a highly powerful magical item in the frunk.
Yes.
All right. So... the following happens. NK, in the bed of the truck, in the bed of her truck, I should say, hoists a missile launcher onto her shoulder.
Oh, jeez!
She looks down a scope. She seems to, like, lean over the top of the top of the truck and talk back and forth. Then you hear over comms. So good news, bad news. The bad news is that the lead vehicle on those in the magnifying scope I have, the lead vehicle has a particular symbol associated with a band of raiders that have been hitting this area. So they're coming, and they're also famous for not leaving people alive. So, that's the bad news. This is the good news, and she fires the rocket. And that is going to, let's see here, that is going to hit the lead vehicle. Does it damage it? And it does. Stormwood and Associates is a production of Nerd and Tie. You can find more information at nerdandtie.com/stormwood. You can also find us on social media at Nerd and Tie on Twitter, nerdandtie.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/nerdandtie. This podcast can be subscribed to on anywhere that major podcasts are found: iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and quite a few other places, and anywhere that takes an RSS feed as well. Hey, while you're still here, let me tell you about another podcast on the Nerd and Tie Network, and that's Let's Be Legendary. Let's Be Legendary, the Fey Wild West, is a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play game, so an actual play game like this one, but like, you know, in a system people actually use in the real world. Set in a homebrew Wild West steampunk world, the Fey Wild West follows two people discovering what it means to be in a relationship, all the while seeking revenge and learning the truth of their pasts. Let's Be Legendary podcast is an LGBTQ+ podcast with both main and minor characters, as well as players falling under the queer blanket. A heavy RP game with a focus on story and characters. And you can hear it every week here on the Nerd and Tie Network. And you can find all their subscription information and links at nerdandtie.com/legendary.